We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, the children.
Be like Christmas, no other day is filled with such love all over the world. People caring and giving, it's Christmas. The Son of God was born this day, a gift of love to celebrate.
It's Christmas.
No other day can be like Christmas. No other day is filled with such love all over the world. People caring and giving. It's Christmas.
Gifts are wrapped for you and me, so come gather round the tree. Light the light,
light the light,
ring the bell,
ring the bell. It's Christmas. Light the light,
light the light,
ring the bell,
ring the bell.
It's Christmas.
Christmas time is here. It's a time when we think of...
presents!
No!
Others!
What kind of things can we do for others at Christmas?
You can, like, share with them and pray for them if they, like, get hurt or something.
Okay. And what else do you do for others at this time of year?
Well, some people at my church do the Angel Tree Project, where they call the people in prison and they ask them what they wanted to get for their children for Christmas, and then they buy it and give it to their people in prison's children and say it was from them.
That's wonderful, yeah. Well, how about some things that Karen and Kids does at Christmas?
Well, we go to nursing homes and other places and sing for people.
Mm-hmm. Because people get lonely at Christmas time, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, they can get lonely any time of the year. And our visits mean so much to them. And, you know, one of the things that we can do all year long is something that you talked about, Carolyn. What did you say we could do?
Pray.
Exactly right. And you know what? Presents, like prayer, don't cost anything, do they?
No.
No? How about where do you get them? You have to go to the mall?
No. Or
you have to get in your car and drive far away to get this gift for someone?
No. Just do it.
That's right. Just do it. And is it just at Christmas time?
No.
Is it just at night before you go to sleep?
No. You can do it anytime.
I bow my head and pray. I do it every day. It's my time to share with God in heaven above. I go to Him and pray. God is always there. Thank you, God, for your wonderful.
God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that who should ever believe in Him should not perish, but have eternal life.
We all need to remember why this season is so special.
Sometimes we can get caught up in the glitter and the fun of all the season and forget the reason.
We know the reason.
We know why this time of year is so special.
It's because God came to the earth.
A little baby, Jesus, was born in the small town of Bethlehem.
In a stable surrounded by angels and shepherds,
the King of Kings was born.
He was born to live with us and teach us how to love.
And that's why we celebrate.
Jesus cared for everyone.
He loved people who had never been loved before.
He prayed for people.
He wants us to do the same.
He loved us so much that He gave His life for us.
So let's give Him all that we have.
Let's tell others about Him.
Let's love Him with all of our hearts, with all of our souls, and with all of our minds.
Let's love others the way He loves us.
What can I give Him, as poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. What can I give Him? I can give my heart. With praise, praise to the Lord on high, give thanks. Rejoice, rejoice, for a child is born. Oh, what can I give Him? I can give my heart.
Lord, we have some prayers that we would like to say to you. First, I'd like to pray for a friend of mine named Beth, and she just had a little baby, Alexa Grace, and I just pray that the baby stay healthy and for her to stay healthy too.
Dear God, we thank you that you've provided so much for my family, and we have a big family.
Thank you for all your beautiful creation and all that you have made. God, please help all the orphans so they stay safe, and please help people who don't know you just to come and know you.
Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you've given us. Thank you for sending us your son as a tiny baby, born to save this troubled world. May we learn to love you and others the way he did. We lift all these prayers to you in his precious name.
Amen. Amen.
And remember,
think of others and pray for them. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Amen.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer, Lisa Sampson, and the kids. Our music is recorded at Secret Sound Studio and engineered by John Grant. Our show is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.